All right. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for your attention and coming to this presentation. We greatly appreciate it. As Bob alluded to, I'm presenting to you this afternoon or evening the REACH, which stands for Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health, our presentation of Eliminating Health Disparities, National Organizations Reaching Local Minority Communities. One of the things I would like to say about this is that REACH is the national program that's vital to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's efforts to eliminate racial and ethnic disparities in health. Through REACH, CDC supports awardee partners that establish community-based programs and culturally tailored interventions to eliminate health disparities among African Americans, American Indians, Hispanic Latinos, Asian Americans, Alaska Natives, and Pacific Islanders. I have several learning objectives for this particular presentation. One is the overview to explain to you and describe the REACH national organizations that serve minorities communities, which we call MNOs program, explain the types of the dissemination strategies and tools that the REACH MNO awardees use, and to describe lessons learned through providing evidence-based findings using the REACH U.S. model. Health equity is a central tenet of all of our community health programs, and addressing it is critical for maximizing the program's impact. Effectively reaching those populations with disproportionate burdens of chronic diseases will result in significant changes in rates of chronic diseases in the communities and collectively across the nation. Policy, systems, and environmental change approach are promising and essential to addressing health inequities. However, such changes are not sufficient without strategic action to alleviate barriers populations experiencing the health disparities many face in terms of implementing, enforcement, and sustainability, as well as unintended consequences of such changes. So the REACH MNOs was launched in 2009. It's a program that funds six national organizations that serve the minority communities. And it's through the national organizations' local affiliates and chapters that they provide training and technical assistance in two areas. And they are dissemination of evidence-based strategies and tools and capacity building. And the core of the REACH program is to achieve health equity. While the elimination of health disparities is a key part of health equity has a broader goal to attain the highest level of health for all people. These are the six national REACH organizations that serve minority communities. Do we have anyone from any of the organizations present in the audience? In which organization?
Sophie?
Excellent. National Council for La Raza. Anybody else? Excellent. Thank you all. So we have here present, as you see, that are part of it. We have APEAL, which is the Asian Pacific Partners for Empowerment, Advancement, and Leadership. We have present here SOFI, which is the Society for Public Health Education, is one of our partners. And we have National Council for La Raza, Black Women's Health Imperative, Intertribal Council of Michigan, and Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. So REACH has eight priority areas and five priority racial ethnic groups that the six organizations are working with. And each one of them had an opportunity to hone in and focus on a particular area of interest for them. For example, APEAL's focus on cardiovascular and Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders. Black Women's Health Imperative is focusing on breast and cervical cancer, for example, and the National Council for La Raza is focusing on cervical cancer in Latino women. SOFI is focusing on diabetes and African American in the urban American, Indian, and Alaska Native communities. Intertribal Council of Michigan is focusing on American Indians and tobacco and cardiovascular. And Joint Center for Economic and Political Studies is focusing on infant mortality, cardiovascular, diabetes in the Hispanic and African American populations. So the REACH dissemination awardees are tasked with sharing the experiences from the REACH program to their local communities. And the overall goal is for each one of the MNO awardees to share and encourage the adoption of evidence-based practices emerging from the REACH experience. Via these six programs that have been disseminating work through their work to date, they've reached over 20 million people in their prospective collectively communities through the local channels. And so I would like to share with you some of the channels that they've used for dissemination to get the word out about best practice within the local communities. For example, in conference like we are here in person in meetings, poster presentation, we have had town hall meetings and coalitions. In addition to additional channels for communication, there's a range of communication products and channels to disseminate the best practices through print and digital, through journals, white papers, trade press, national and local ethnic media, magazines, websites, e-newsletters, alerts. Some of them also have listservs, videos, and partners channels. And I'm sharing with you on this screen, these are examples that each one of the national organizations' dissemination work that they have put out into their prospective local communities. For example, the Black Women's Health Report, Black Women's Health Imperative, they have two local partners that are the Center for the Black Women's Wellness, located in Atlanta, Georgia, and Southside Health Center, which is located in Chicago, Illinois. And we have National Council for La Raza. They have two affiliates, and their first affiliate is Alivio Medical Center, is in Chicago, Illinois, and La Clinica del Pueblo is in Washington, D.C. We have Intertribal Council of Michigan. They have Red Star Innovation, which is out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Hannahville out of Wilson, Michigan. Appeal has the Coalition for Asian American Children and Families out of New York City, New York. And they also have the Coalition for Tobacco-Free Plow and Plow. They have Joint Center, which has Bernalillo County and Albuquerque, New Mexico as a partner. And their other partner is Baltimore City, in Baltimore City, the county in Baltimore, Maryland. And SOFI, which is, they have two chapters that are involved, which is the Georgia SOFI chapter out of Jenkins County with the collaboration with Georgia Southern University. And they also have the Northern Area SOFI chapter here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So through the various work that the six organizations have done with their dissemination efforts in their local communities, overall there are some overarching lessons learned that we would like to share. One thing is clear is that the communication style is important for project implementation, and it's also been shared with us that the initial needs assessments and trainings are critical to building effective action plans. The community-based participatory approach has been key, and it's the cornerstone of a lot of the REACH work that has been done. They found that addressing specific cultural needs within the prospective community is critical. Also, selection of key partners has been the critical success for any particular project, and managing your key staff and turnover is critical for project implementation. And the last thing is the organizations need to have the capacity to do and to sustain the program activities through development of educational materials, and it's the train-a-trainer concept where they need to train their staff and community members. So lessons learned and implications. The best practices depend on the context. Flexibility is needed. Culturally appropriately and or culturally tailored engagement with community and community health workers. We've also found that through the theoretical aspect of looking at the socio-ecological model, having a multimodal intervention, you can have interventions that look at the individual level, interpersonal level, as well as the community level of work. And increased focus on scalability and dissemination. And through this work, in summary, across these six national organizations, the successes that have been in common are the key. And they are trust, taking the time and having time to earn the trust of your community, empowerment of the community, culture and history, paying attention to it and incorporating it into the interventions. Focus on underlying causes and looking upstream. Those are critical aspects. You have to have your community leaders buy in. Ownership from the local communities. Sustainability that goes with our capacity building. And above all, hope. Hope in doing the work of the dissemination. I would like to share with you some links of useful resources as it relates to dissemination and different work through the REACH program here on this particular site, and we'll have it available for you also on download. For additional information about our CDC's Division of Community Health or the REACH program, I have provided two websites for you to look at. And in closing, I would like to leave this quote with you. He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. Thank you very much.